That's Zechariah, the 12th chapter. And we're going to start reading from the first verse. I'm going to read the first seven verses. And if you don't mind, I'm going to read it from the King James, because I know most of you have the King James Bible. And then I'm going to read it from the NIV. Amen. Because there's some words that I want you to hear that's in the text that really jumps out at me. And so I'm just excited today. And it reads as such. It says, "The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of a man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, and all that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, said the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment and her rider with madness, and I will open my eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors in Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in the Lord of hosts, their God. And that day will I make the governors of Jerusalem, of Judah, like a heath of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire and a chef. And they shall devour all the people round about on the right hand and on the left, and Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. The Lord shall save the tents of Judah first." Let me read that again. "The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah." Be patient with me. I want to read that from the NIV. My God, there's something here I want you to listen to. Listen to what it says in the NIV. It says, "This message concerning the fate of Israel came from the Lord." This message is from the Lord, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth and formed the human spirit. "I will make Jerusalem like an intoxicating drink that makes the nearby nations stagger when they send their armies to besiege Jerusalem and Judah. On that day, I will make Jerusalem a unmovable rock, and the nations will gather against it to try to move it, but they will only hurt themselves. On that day, says the Lord, I will cause every horse to panic, good God Almighty, and every rider to lose his nerve. I will watch over the people of Judah, but I will blind all the horses of their enemies. And the clans of Judah will say to themselves, the people of Jerusalem have found strength in the Lord of heaven's armies, their God. And on that day, I will make the clans of Judah like a flame that sets woodpile ablaze, or like a burning torch among sheaves of grain. They will burn up all the neighboring nations right and left, while the people living in Jerusalem remain secure." Good God. "The Lord will give victory to the rest of Judah first, before Jerusalem, so that the people of Jerusalem and the royal line of David will not have greater honor than the rest of Judah." Oh, I gotta stop there. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I want to talk this morning about the weight of his promise. The weight of his promise. I really like Zechariah. And I love what God is doing with Zechariah right now, because in the first eight chapters of Zechariah, we see that God spoke to Zechariah through visions. For the first eight chapters, we see him speaking and encouraging Zechariah to tell the people to continue building the temple. He gives them visions on how he wants it built and how it will be built. He also instructs Zechariah and he lets him know the type of man that he will put in the temple, a man that has changed his garments from filthy garments to garments that have been washed in the blood of Jesus. He shows him the state of the church in which it is in right now, but in its state, he still watches over the church and polices the church with his angels. And now we see in the 12th chapter, he's not speaking in vision, but what he's doing is giving Zechariah word. I like this because he helps us to understand that when we are in an epidemic, or when we are in a storm, or when you are in a situation and you don't know how you're going to get out of it, you need God to give you a word. He understands the state of the church. He understands the state of the people. He understands the state of those that preach the gospel. He understands the state of the false prophets that are prophesying. And he sends Zechariah what he needs. He sends him a word from God. I like this in the text because he helps us to understand, my brothers and sisters, what we need right now, Jesus, more than anything in the world, more than the stimulus check, more than the Governor Cuomo saying that he has released the ban. What we need right now, more than anything, we need a word from God. I'm talking about an uncompromising word. I'm talking about a powerful word, an anointing word. We need a convicting word, a word that will turn your life around, a word that will change your situation, a word that will bring the enemy to his knees. We need a word from God. And I like in the text here because we see God understands the state of the world. He understands, hallelujah, that he is soon to come. He understands, hallelujah, that the king is now riding in Jerusalem and he's on his way. Hallelujah. He understands all of this, but he understands that his people need a word from God. And so God speaks, hallelujah, to Zechariah, and he says to Zechariah, Zechariah, I am concerned about the fate of Israel. I like this because it helps us to understand that God, he is concerned about my situation. He is concerned about me. He's concerned about my welfare. He's concerned about my position. He's concerned about the fate of Israel. And he says here in the text that literally blows me away, he says, before he talks about anything else, he wants Israel to understand. He says, Zechariah, give them this word that I created the heavens and the earth. He He says, let them know that I'm the one that created it. I created the foundation of the earth. I formed the human spirit. He says, the spirit that is in the man, the spirit that you can't see right now because of sin, corruption. You can't really see his spirit right now. But he says, there is a spirit in man that I have put in man. He said, from the conception of creation, right. He said, I blew my breath into right. him, and there is a spirit, right. amen, which is the spirit of God inside of the man. He says, I did it. He says, right. this is my earth. He says, this is my heaven. I created it. He says, and I take ownership of it. And he says, and I will protect it because it belongs right. to me. I'm just preaching right now because somebody needs to understand that everything that we see belongs to God. Hallelujah. We need to understand the trees. We need to understand that the flowers, the grass. We need to understand that the people that walk down the street. We need to understand that the money. We need to understand that it all belongs to God. And no matter what man says, we need to make it clear that God owns it all. He is the owner of it, and we are nothing more than the managers of it, and we have to maintain what God has given us. But he has given us the spirit, and he has given us the power to manage what he has given us. And it doesn't matter what comes up against us, we need to understand that God is always concerned about us. Oh, I feel like preaching right now. We need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that he says this because he wants us to understand that the enemy, or he says here in the text, there is some neighboring nations that are jealous because you are mine, and they're coming to attack you. Hallelujah. We need to understand that this COVID-19 was not a mistake. It was intentional. It was meant to come after not only the unbeliever, but the believer. Hallelujah. It was intended. It was purposed to come. And we need to understand that even though it came, we need to understand that God cares about his people. Hallelujah. And he will take care of what belongs to him. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how many people died, how many people got sick. We need to understand that the God that we serve will take care of us on earth or in heaven. The God that we serve will take care of our every need. He didn't just decide to do it, but he did it when he thought of creating it. When he thought of creating it, he already made a way of escape for his people to get out of it. And here he says in the text here, don't you worry, brothers and sisters. He says, I got this. He says, I know they're coming after you, but I am concerned because I'm going to take care of everything that I created. And so we see it. Here in the text, he says, I will make a Jerusalem like an intoxicating drink that makes its nearby neighbors stagger. In other words, they're going to come after you. Whatever come, they come after you. They're going to miss because you're staggering. Hallelujah will cause them to miss trying to grab you. Hallelujah. Some of us need to understand COVID-19 trying to get you, but it couldn't get you because you staggered by it. Hallelujah. God made a way. Hallelujah. That it would pass by you. He made a way that it wouldn't kill you. He made a way that it wouldn't take you out. He made a way, hallelujah, that even though if you had it, that you would be delivered out of it. Why? Because the God we serve cares about you. Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that God loves you so much that he's already made a way out for you. My brothers and sisters, look at what he says here in the text. He says, and the nearby nations stagger when they send their armies to besiege Jerusalem and Judah. He says, and on that day, I will make Jerusalem an unmovable rock. Hallelujah. I like this in the text because he helps us to understand that he's not going to stop the enemy from coming. But he says when the enemy comes, the enemy's not going to be able to move you. Oh, I feel like preaching there right now. Some of us need to understand that you need to stay planted, stay grounded in the word of God. Don't worry about the enemy. The enemy's going to come, but know that God has already made a way out. God says, I have put a weight of my promise on the believer. And when the enemy comes, I see my promise. And because I see the promise and not the believer, he says, I got to stand by my word. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to understand that you may have made a mistake. You may have messed up. Hallelujah. You may have done something wrong. But thank God for the blood of Jesus that God doesn't see your wrong. He sees his promise. And when God sees the promise, he sends angels down to rescue you, because the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. If God said it, he will do it. If God said he's going to make a way, he'll make a way. If God says he's going to bless you, he'll bless you. If God said he's going to heal you, he's going to heal you. If God said he's going to make a way for you, he'll make a way for you. He says you'll be like an unmovable rock. Hallelujah. He didn't say he's going to stop the enemy, but he says you're not going to move when the enemy comes. And some of us don't understand the reason why we still got our praise, the reason why we still got our hallelujah, is because we are grounded in this word. And it doesn't matter if COVID comes, if the bees from China come, it doesn't matter what comes. We are grounded in the word of God, and we will not move, because God has put a promise on the believer. And when he sees the promise, he dispatches his angels. Oh God, I feel you right now, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. He says, and all the nations will gather against to try to move it. Oh, I feel like preaching right now. He says, it ain't just your brother. It ain't just your uncle. It ain't just cousin John hanging on the corner that's going to try to move, hallelujah, the blessings of God on it. Wow. But he says it's going to be the neighboring nations. Hallelujah. It's going to be churches. Hallelujah. That you fellowship with. It's going to be pastors that you think is your friend. It's going to be the loved ones that you sleep with that night that's going to try to move the rock. But thank God that the rock can't be moved. Hallelujah, because the rock is Jesus Christ, and the rock can't be moved. I'm here today to let you know that I still got my praise and my hallelujah, because it's not like the enemy didn't try, but it didn't work. Hallelujah, it just did not work. Why? Because I'm covered in the blood of Jesus, and because of the blood, I can't be moved. Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Touch a neighbor, tell him, I can't be moved. Hallelujah. I'm going to still praise him. I'm going to still give him glory. I'm going to still praise his name. I will not be moved. If the church doors don't open, that's all right. If the choir don't sing, that's all right too. Hallelujah. But I will not be moved. I'm going to continue to give him glory. Hallelujah. Because God, he takes care of the believers. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. He says all the nations will gather against to try to move it, but they will only hurt themselves. Oh, God, I can shout right there. Hallelujah. They will try to move it, but they will only hurt themselves. The reason why she don't talk to you anymore is because she's hurt, because she tried to move the thing that God has put on your life. Hallelujah. The reason why he left, because he tried to move it, but you wouldn't conform to the world. Hallelujah. Thank God and give God the glory, because what he tried to move, hallelujah, didn't hurt me, but it hurt him. Hallelujah. Thank somebody right now. Need to give God the praise for everybody that tried to move it. But when they tried to move it, they only hurt themselves. When they tried to curse me, when they tried to talk about me, when they tried to put me down, when they tried to kick me to the curb, it did not work. It only hurt themselves. Oh, I feel like preaching right now. Oh, hallelujah. Touch your neighbor, tell me, you can't hurt me. Even if you leave me, you can't hurt me. Even if you turn your back on me, you can't hurt me. Even if, hallelujah, you walk out of my life, you still can't hurt me. Don't want to be my friend, you still can't hurt me. Hallelujah. Because I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. I'm a movable rock that cannot be moved. And if you try to move it, you would only hurt yourself. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this word. Hallelujah, Jesus. He says, on that day, he says, I will make the clans of Judah like a flame that sets a wood pile ablaze, or like a burning torch among sheaves of grain, and they will burn up all of the neighboring nations, right and left. I like this in the text. Here he alludes to, let us know that he's talking now about what's to come, not the Jerusalem that the people of Israel are building, but the Jerusalem that is not built by hand. He wants us to understand that the enemy is coming after you because he don't want you to get to the new Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Some of us don't understand that the reason why COVID-19 came when it came, hallelujah, is because the enemy is trying to stop the church from being the church that God is calling for. And the last in evil days, the enemy is trying to shut the mouths of the preachers that refuse to preach nonsense, but preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The enemy tried to seize the mouth of deacons that know how to pray, tried to stop the ushers that knew how to usher people into the house of God. But God says, these are they, this is the Judah, hallelujah, Jesus, the leaders of the church, that I will put fire in their mouth. And when they speak, they will speak fire, and it will consume the enemy. Oh, I feel like preaching right now. I'm here to let you know that when the doors open, the deacons will have fire in their mouths. The ministers will have fire in their mouths. The pastors will have fire in their mouths. The ushers will have fire in their mouth. I can't go back into a dead church where there's no fire burning, but I need the fire of the word of God to come out of the mouth of the believer. I need the fire of God's word to speak loudly to dead things, and those dead things will rise in the name of Jesus because of the fire that he has put in my mouth. Jesus. Oh, I feel like preaching right now. So somebody shout, put it in my mouth, God. Oh, God, put fire in my mouth. I don't want to gossip no more. I don't want to talk about nonsense. I don't want to talk about things that don't make no sense. I don't want no more church meetings. I'm tired of all the sitting down eating. I want the fire. Because if I got the fire, I can go up in my home, and the enemy that's attacking my child, I can speak fire to it, and the enemy will not live, but the enemy will die. Jesus. Oh God, I feel your word. Touch a name, tell them, I need fire. Hallelujah, I need fire. He says, hallelujah, the neighboring nations will come to my right. Hallelujah, they will come to my left. Hallelujah, but I will speak fire, and they will burn up because of the fire that's in me, like Jeremiah that said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. Yes, they're coming on every side. Don't think that you're so saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, that the enemy's not going to come on every side. Yes, it's coming, but let him come, because when he come, he shall be consumed by a living fire. He
shall be consumed by the word of God. I will speak it, and the enemy shall be burnt up in the name of Jesus. I'm sick and tired of playing with the enemy. It's time to burn it up in the name of Jesus. I'm tired of the enemy attacking my children, attacking the church, attacking my marriage. It's time to speak fire over the enemy and let the enemy burn. Burn, baby, burn in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let it burn. Hallelujah. They will burn up the neighboring nations, right and left, while the people living in Jerusalem will remain secure. Oh, I feel God all over me. Somebody that will understand, hallelujah, why your enemy is being consumed. God says, I'm going to put you in a safe place. Some of you don't realize the place that may not look good. It may not feel good, but it's a safe place. Oh, God. It may not be what I want now. I may be in a one-bedroom apartment. I want to go in the church. Hallelujah, but I can't get in. But thank God, it may not be big, but it's a safe place. I want to be where God is, wherever he is. It don't matter how small. It don't matter how big. As long as it's secure. Hallelujah. And if God is in it, that means no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I feel your word. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. He says the Lord will give victory to the rest of Judah first. Oh, God, he said before Jerusalem, so that the people of Jerusalem and the royal line of David will not have greater honor than the rest of Judah. I like the text here because he helps us to understand that God is always looking at what's best for his people. He's always showing us humility. Look at what he says in the text. He said the Lord will give victory to the rest of Judah first. Who is the rest of Judah? The meek, the poor, the despondent, who are those laid up in the hospital on respirators, those that are about to get evicted. Hallelujah. Those are the ones, hallelujah, that God says that I will give victory first. Hallelujah. Some of you don't understand. Hallelujah. You haven't gotten your treasure yet. Hallelujah. You haven't gotten your reward while you were down here on earth. But God says, I'm about to release a portion of your reward. Hallelujah. I can't give it all to you, but I'm going to give you a portion of it. What is the portion? My grace and my mercy. I'm going to show you what grace and mercy could do. He says, hallelujah. I'm going to allow the poor and the brokenhearted, the sick and the lame. Hallelujah. I'm going to allow them to receive the victory first. I feel like preaching right now. There's somebody that has a child that has autism. God says he going to let your child see the victory before I see it. But thank God, I don't care if I'm first. I don't care if I'm next in line. I don't care if I'm last. As long as I see the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't care when he gives it to me, but as long as he gives it to me, hallelujah, I'm just so glad that I'm in line for the blessings of God. I don't care if you're first. You go ahead and get yours. I'm going to be happy for you. But when I get mine, you should be happy for me. When I get mine, you should be giving God the glory. Don't be jealous of me because I got mine. But thank God, Because if I get mine, that means you're next in line for a miracle. Oh, God. Oh, I wish I could preach this the way I want. Oh, I feel this all in my belly. Hallelujah. He said, Lord, will give me victory to the rest of Judah first. He says, for Jews, he said, before Jerusalem, so that the people of Jerusalem and the royal line of David will not have greater honor than the rest of Judah. And look at what he says. He says, on that day, the Lord will defend the people of Jerusalem. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord says, I will defend the people of Jerusalem. Watch the text. He says, the Lord, hallelujah, he says, I will defend. In other words, he says, I'm going to defend it myself. Hallelujah. I'm not going to use Gabriel. I'm not going to use Michael. I'm not going to use Zechariah. I'm not going to use Ezekiel. I'm not going to use Jeremiah. He says, I'm going to do it myself. Watch this in the text. He says, I'm going to defend the weak. Hallelujah. And the weak are going to seem like they've come from the tribe of David. In other words, he says, the weak that's in my army, the weak that I will deliver, the weak that's been pushed down, that's been pushed out, the weak that nobody called your name, the weak that nobody invited you to be a part of. He said, the weak shall be strong like my servant David. Somebody don't understand that you may seem weak, but you can still fight giants. Some of you right now don't even know your strength, don't even know your potential. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Look at your neighbor and tell them, I'm in my 80s, but I can still fight giants. Hallelujah. Been sick, but I can still fight giants. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the God that I serve, that made me strong when I was weak. And look at me now. I can still bring down giants. Oh, God, I feel you. Oh, I can still bring them down. Don't matter how big they are. Hallelujah. I can still bring down giants. Oh, God, I feel you. Hallelujah, I can still bring them down. Look, he said, the weakest among them will be as mighty as King David, and the royal descendants will be like God. Hallelujah, and the angel of the Lord who goes before them. He says, before on that day, I will begin to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. I like this in the text. One, because he helps us to understand that he's going to empower the weak. Hallelujah. I like that because he helps us to understand that the strength and the blessings of God are about to change hands. Hallelujah. Somebody don't understand that you were first. Now you're going to be last because there's about to be a changing of hands of the blessings. Everybody always called you out. Everybody always gave you awards. But thank God that I don't have to fight for mine. That at the right time, God will release what's for me. For what God has for me is for me. You go ahead and get yours. You go ahead and be happy. You go ahead and get all the blessings. Because mine is right around the corner. Hallelujah. And I'm going to praise him. Not when I get it, but I'm going to praise him before I get it. Because when praises go up, blessings come down. And so right now, in my house, I'm going to praise God because the blessings of God is coming my way. The breakthroughs, the miracles, hallelujah, they're coming my way. Thank you, Jesus, for things that I thought I would never have, that's coming my way because the blessings are about to switch hands. Yeah. Somebody touch their neighbor and tell them it's about to switch. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Everything that God has stored up for me, yeah, it's about to switch. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the switch, God. Thank you for not forgetting about me, but thank you for giving it to me when you knew I can handle it. Thank you for releasing it unto me just in the nick of time. Thank you, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, I feel you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, then I, hallelujah, he says, then I will pour out my spirit of grace and prayer on the family of David and the people of Jerusalem. And they will look at me, whom they have pierced and mourned for him as for his only son. And they will grieve bitterly for him, for a firstborn son who has died. Hallelujah. Like this in the text, as we come to a close, he helps us to understand in the text, there's going to be a time of victory, but there's going to be a time of mourning. Hallelujah. Not mourning over the things we lost, but mourning because of what they did to our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only what they did, but what we did. Hallelujah. Because some of us have put the thorns in his head. Some of us have put the nails in his feet by the things of life that we have done. And so here we see in the text, it starts off with victory about what God is going to do for his people and how much God's going to give his people. And then it breaks out into mourning because the people of Jerusalem is going to go into lamentation, where they begin to cry out because of what was done to Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. After all he's done, they're going to cry out to him. When is the last time you've cried out to God? I'm not just talking about a tear, but I'm talking about laying your head back and crying out to God. Not for a house, not for a car, not for a job, but crying out to him because he is Lord, because he is Savior. Oh, I feel like preaching. When is the last time you cried out to God in spite of all that God has done? I ain't got it yet, but I'm going to cry out to God because I know that the blessing is on the way. Oh, my God. I can't wait until it becomes a great morning where the people of God will mourn him for what he has done. For he died, but he rose with all power in his hands. Oh my God, the people will go into mourning for what God has done for us. Oh, my people, I wish the people of Mount Lebanon Baptist Church forget about when we're going in the church, but just yell out, just cry out, just yell the name of the Lord Jesus for all he has done. How marvelous, how awesome, how great, how wonderful is our Lord. Hallelujah. They went into mourning. Oh God, thank you, Jesus, that we can cry out for your wonderful acts, for the things that you have done on Calvary's cross. They mourned him. They cried out to him. Hallelujah. They shabbat him. Why? Because he is King. Because he is Lord. Why? Because of what he's done for us. They cried. They mourned because he is God.
they cried out in the midst of their enemy.
Yes, Father.
Watch this. We've been crying, but we've been crying behind closed doors.
My God, my God.
But God says, I'm going to take the walls down.
Yes,
good God Almighty. So that the neighboring enemies will see you wailing,
hallelujah, Jesus,
crying out to the Lord thy God.
My God.
Then they would know, hallelujah, that it was the Lord that delivered them because of their wailing, because of their crying. Then, God Almighty, I don't know. Then they will know that it was the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. How they wail and how they cry. I don't know about you today, but you've been acting too cute. I dare you right now in your house to wail, to cry out to Him for what He has done. Oh, oh. Cry out to Him, yell His name, Jesus, the Son of David. Yell it out, scream it out, cry it out. Oh, the Son of David, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Cry, well, scream it out.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless you,
oh God.
Bless your name,
God. Hallelujah, God.
Bless you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah, God. Cry out to Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus.
Because
Jesus,
of the weight.
The weight of.
Of the promise.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
I am anchored.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because of the weight.
Hallelujah, God. Bless you, oh God.
What the enemy wanted to do.
My God, hallelujah.
The enemy couldn't do.
Jesus.
Because of the weight.
Yes.
Oh God. Of the promise of God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. That's on my life.
Jesus.
An immovable rock.
My God.
That no man can move.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if they try to move,
hallelujah,
it, they would only hurt themselves.
Jesus.
Thank God,
hallelujah,
for the rock that's higher than I. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That's why I'm crying out.
Ah.
That's why I'm praising Him.
That's it.
Everybody in the building, everybody all over the place,
my God,
wherever you are, stand on your feet right now and lift your hands to God and begin to cry out to Him. Forget about the time. Somebody go turn the stove off. Hallelujah. Cry out before your God. God's been good to you. Look at where He's brought you from. May not be where you want, but He's been good to you. Cry out to Him. Let Him hear you. Let the enemy hear you. Cry out to Him. Yell His name. Jesus. Get indignant. Hallelujah. Run. Scream. Holler. But let it out. Say, Lord, thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I lift you up. Lord, I glorify you. God, if you never do another thing, I praise you for who you are. Hallelujah. Wonderful God. Merciful God. I cry out to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Keep them hands lifted. Hallelujah. Keep them hands lifted. Hallelujah. You may be in a wheelchair right now. Keep your hands lifted. Hallelujah. I declare right now, in the name of Jesus, there's a weight on your life. It's not like the enemy didn't try to take you out, but he couldn't take you out. Not because of you, but because of God. Because of God's promise that he made to man. It's not even a promise that he made to you, but he made it before the world. Hallelujah, you are alive so that you can be a witness of what God has done and what God will do. It's not like the enemy, it's not coming on every side. But I cannot be moved. I'm like a tree planted by the river, and I cannot be moved. I'm anchored. I'm tied up. I'm wrapped up in Jesus, and I cannot, I will not be moved. Oh God, I thank you. I will not. My children will not. My grandchildren will not. Hallelujah. We will not. The family will not. The family will not. The family will not. The family will not be moved in the name of Jesus. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh God, we will not be moved. Hallelujah. Oh God, I bless your name. That's why I'm wailing out to you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I'm crying out to you. Get from your comfortable place, brothers and sisters, and get in an uncomfortable place. Hallelujah. You're too comfortable right now. The presence of the Lord is in here right now. Get uncomfortable. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up. Hallelujah. Begin to bless his name right now. I dare you right now to bless him right where you are. Don't worry about the people downstairs. Don't worry about the people upstairs. Yell his name, Jesus. Not only will Jesus save you, but it'll save the people downstairs and the people upstairs. I'm going to scream his name so that all my neighbors will get saved and delivered. Those that don't know the Lord will come crying, saying, I yield. What must I do to be saved? Scream his name out. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. God bless your name, God. Oh, I bless your name, God. Hallelujah. I bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank God for the weight of his promise. Hallelujah. The promise that is on my life. Not only on my life, but on my children's life and my children's children's life. Sister Moore, the weight that is on your life. Hallelujah. God gonna take that same weight and he gonna put it on your daughter's life. And he's gonna put it on your daughter's life. Oh, God gonna take that same weight that's on your life. And he's gonna put it on your daughter's life and your daughter's life. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, God. Deacon Simmons, God gonna take that same weight, the same promise that's on your life, and he's gonna put it on your boy's life. Oh, I believe it right now. I declare it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is gonna put an unmovable rock, which is on Jesus Christ. He's gonna put it on your boy's life, Deacon Simmons. He's going to put it on your boy's life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, I feel your presence, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, I pray. God, be a rock on Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. Oh, God, be a word. Be a rock. Oh, be an unmovable rock on Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. Oh, God, I pray. Oh, God, be a rock on every minister. on every deacon, on every deaconess. Oh, God, be a rock. Hallelujah, unmovable rock. On every usher. Oh, on every trustee, God. Oh, God, be a rock. An unmovable rock. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, be a rock. Oh, it's Reverend Rochester. Right now, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you go to that house right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray. God, lay on Reverend Rochester. Lay on her, God, until she's healed and delivered, God. Lay on her, God. Lay on her, God. Lay on her, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm trying to stop. Oh, God. Lay on them, God. Oh, God. Lay on them, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's time to pray. Oh, God, it's time to pray. Hallelujah. I just want to pray. Oh, I just want to pray. Oh, let us pray. Oh, come right now to the altar. I don't care where you are. Get on your knees. Oh, get on your knees. Let's pray together. I believe right now. Hallelujah. Some things that's coming after me. God's going to kill it in the name of Jesus. The minute I open my mouth and begin to speak against the stuff that's trying to come up in my house. Hallelujah. The minute I open my mouth, fire's going to come out of it. And it's going to burn those ungodly things that's trying to get up in my house. In the name of Jesus, I declare right now by the power of God, that's hallelujah, that the word of God is going to burn it up. In the name of Jesus, it's going to burn it up so my children will live right. It's going to burn it up until my husband live right. It's going to burn it up until my wife live right. Oh, Holy Spirit, speak over every household. Hallelujah, under the sound of my voice. Holy Spirit, as I pray, you move. As I call out, you move. In the name that's above every name, that every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. I pray for healing, deliverance. I pray that the people of God be set free. In the name of Jesus, I declare it out of my mouth. And I believe it right now that it's burning up. Right now, there's some stuff in my house that's uncomfortable because it knows it's about to get out of here. In the name of Jesus, I speak against it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, get out. Get out of my house. Get out of my life. Get out of my body. Get out of my mind. Get out of my mouth. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other, no other, no other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, where shall I go? Oh God, oh God, move, Holy Spirit. Move from heart to heart, from breast to breast, from generation to generation. Holy Spirit, move on our children right now. Oh God, our children need you. Oh God, our children are in trouble. But Holy Spirit, if you move, I know
hey, lives can turn around. Oh God, move on our seniors right now. The COVID attacked him, but we're attacking back. It attacked, but now we're attacking back in the spiritual realm. We're attacking back with the spiritual weapons of warfare. You attacked. Now we are attacking back. Leave our children alone. Leave our seniors alone. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare it. I believe it. You attacked. Now we're attacking. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything that's not of you, it's gone. I declare it right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everything that's not of you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everyone that touched and agreed,
Jesus.
It's gone.
Jesus.
It's gone.
Jesus.
It's gone.
Jesus.
Cry out.
Jesus.
Cry out.
Jesus.
Oh, cry out. It's delivered.
Hallelujah.
You're delivered.
Hallelujah.
Young man, you're delivered
Hallelujah.
From drugs. Hallelujah. Young woman, you're delivered what? From alcoholism. Oh, you're delivered.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I believe it.
Yeah.
Because I believe you, God.
Yeah.
You've never failed us.
Hallelujah.
I'm speaking in God. They are delivered.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go into crack houses right now. Spirit of God, I send you into crack houses right now.
Yes.
Touch that young man that's putting a needle in his arm right now. Touch him right now, God. Touch him, Jesus. I claim it. I speak it. I believe it.
Yes.
Touch him right now, God.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus, mighty name.
I touch and agree with all my believers.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name we
pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh God.